If you have your Bible tonight, turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 1. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Skip over to verse 10. "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium at Lystra, what persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." Praise God. Amen. "Yea, and all that will live godly in this present, godly in Christ Jesus, shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for a few minutes. And we want to circle around and kind of circle wagons, go back where we were this morning, but we want to go in a different direction. Amen. You say, how can you go back where you were and go in a different direction? You'll see in a minute. Amen. But I want to preach for just a little while on this thought, a world of doom and the ideal of it all. Amen. Now, we preached on that ideal of it all this morning. And we talked about how things have come together and how people the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, was preached and how people received that gospel gladly and they accepted. And the Bible said after Pentecost, there was 3,000 joined the church right away because they believed the gospel. They believed the Word of God. Amen. They believed what they knew and they knew what they believed. They accepted Lord Jesus Christ and were saved from their sins. Amen. But the Bible tells us here, Paul's telling us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Now, Paul's laying this out here for us to see. He wants us to know that those perilous times are ahead. Perilous times, hard times, persecution, trials, afflictions, they're all ahead for this world. But listen to what he says. He doesn't stop there. He explains that. He gives the why of the perilous times in verse 2 through 5. He says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Amen. Now he's not talking, I hope he's not talking to you and I. Amen. That's not the life of a child of God. That's not a Christian today. Amen. He said perilous times will come because of ungodly people. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, without natural affection. Do we see that today? Women just throwing their children away without thought. Amen. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. That means there's no restraint no more. Restraint has been like it's taken away. He said, fierce despisers of those that are good. Amen. Have you ever seen such time when say, if you lift somebody up and talk about them being a good person, people will start tearing them down all around the place. They'll trying to tear down and destroy that good person. Amen. Why? Because they's no good in themselves. That's why people do it. Amen. If they's no good in them, they don't want somebody to be better than they are. Amen. But praise God. I hope to praise God that somebody be better than I am. Amen. I pray God they got enough God in them to be better than your pastor is. Amen. That they love the Lord and the Lord love them and He'd help them all the days of their life. Praise God. He said to be these despisers, those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Amen. Does that not point us where we're at in the world today? People don't have time for God. We got all the pleasures of the world, all the things of this world all around us. Amen. We just don't have time for God because everything else is more important. Amen. Say amen or oh me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, now this is why it's that way. Verse 5. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Amen. He said, what's happening, the reason they're like this, is because they have a form of godliness. I'm afraid in the world today that we have a form of godliness, but we don't have true godliness in our lives like we should, like we could. Amen. And it's up to us to go to and seek it and get it and desire it. Amen. And get a hold of it and cleave to it with all our strength. Amen. Our body, our soul, our strength, every ounce of fiber in us, praise God, to hold on to that that's good in these last days that we live. Knowing, praise God, that we can't hold on strong enough, but I won't tell you, there's one tonight that'll hold on to us. If we'll seek His face with all our heart, He'll hold on to us, praise God, and He'll deliver us safe over on yonder shore in just a little while. Amen. Glory be God. It's going to get better farther on. Amen. Praise God. But we see the perilous times coming because all this stuff, amen, that we see coming at us every day, all this adversity, all these trials, all these afflictions that come in our way because these people like this all over the world. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I say, what we don't do today? Praise God. There's a world of doom. It's all around us. Praise God. But we're not supposed to be part of that world. Amen. We're supposed to be separate from that world of gloom. We're supposed to be separate from that world of doom, praise God. We're supposed to be a separated people unto the Lord, seeking, desiring that help and hope and happiness and joy that He has for every one of us, that He said He'd give us in a liberal fashion, praise God, if we'll get to seeking Him with all our faith. So Paul's a tell him here that perilous times are coming. And he said, this is what's going to happen. So all these men, the men will be doing all these things that's contrary to the truth of God. People be running to and fro trying to do all the things that they can do in their flesh to try to satisfy and please the flesh. That lust of the eye and the pride of life that people have in the world today. Amen. You can't find, I go out and knock on the door, you can't find nobody lost no more. Amen. They be doing, they live like the devil, but praise God, you can find nobody that says, you know, preacher, I need the Lord. You ask them about it, they say, I think I'm all right. And you know, they're honest. They literally think that they're okay. Amen. And we try to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, but praise God, He said that they don't understand what we're talking about. But look what He says in verse 10. He said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life and purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, charity, and patience. Persecutions and afflictions which came unto me at Antioch. Amen. Praise God. That's where the church was first called. People were first called Christians at Antioch. Amen. You know what they did? They looked at old Paul, praise God. They see him going through the trials and afflictions of this world. And praise God, he stood for a true to Lord Jesus Christ. And they say, praise God, ain't something different about him. He kind of acts like Jesus did. Amen. Praise God. Out of the doom and gloom, as a man rose up in front of him, praise God, and he was different. He was peculiar. Amen. He said, what persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. See, he's got a statement, he's got a witness here for these people. But listen to what he says in verse 13. Well, verse 12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He said, everybody that lives for Lord Jesus Christ said, you'll go through some things in this world. Everybody, hey, listen, newsflash, everybody around you won't like you. Everybody around your home, everybody around where you work, everybody around you meet on the street, amen, you try to brag on Jesus, hey, not everybody's going to like you. Amen. But praise God, just keep proclaiming the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ anyway. Amen. Praise God. But he said, listen, he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We're living in a day and an hour of deceivers. Amen. He said they'll wax worse and worse. They'll get worse. Now it's not, hey, listen, it ain't going to be me and you, praise God. We want to do our best to tell them the truth. But I was saying this morning that the Jews, when Peter began to preach to them in Acts chapter 2, he didn't have to do no pre-evangelism to them, amen, get them to understand the gospel he was trying to preach. Because they knew this blessed word of God. They knew the Old Testament. They knew the books of the law. They knew what the prophets had said, praise God. And when he began to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, they was able to line up. Amen. But you think about it in the day and hour when these perilous times is coming up and they're coming upon us. They're upon us. And I want to say this. I was talking to somebody this week and they was talking about how we talk about these perilous times and things waxing worse and worse. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in that and we get downtrodden in our spirit, praise God, and we might just want to give up. Amen. You might say, well, what's the use anyway? He said, God said it's going to be this way. He said it was that way for those folks that He named there. But praise God, He said for you and I, praise God, said it's going to get better and better, and one day we'll fly away.
Amen.
Amen. Faith in the Lord, trust and believe. You say, see, well, look at Paul, what he went through. Praise God, he went through a whole lot, but he went out with a shout. There was no pout in Paul. They took him outside the city, stoned him, left him for dead, praise God. And they come over there, and the disciples go, oh, Paul, Paul. Praise God, Paul looked up and said, what's going on, fellas? Amen. He said, glory be to God. Let's get this thing rolling, glory to God. We got souls to win. We got people to tell. Amen. But the thing about today is, praise God, we don't have the same the opportunity today that he did, because there's some things that's missing. We talked this morning about that foundation and those foundations, the concepts in which we're building upon. I want to say our concepts, our building, praise God, materials is weaker than they used to be. In the time of Peter, when he was preaching Acts chapter 2, praise God, they was the Jews that knew the Word of God, and they could build upon what Peter was telling them. Amen. We're living in a day and hour of darkness all over the world. Talking to somebody the other day, and they was talking about their cell phone. And they's not a cell phone. They's probably not in any of the smartphones in this world, praise God, that you can't pull up the Word of God. Amen. They got it now. You can get preaching, take it with you wherever you go. Amen. You can pull it up. You can see it. But I will say, we're living in one of the darkest times they've been. Amen. But praise God, it's not for me and you to be dark. It's for me and you to be light, praise God, in the darkness. A world of doom and gloom's all around us, praise God. But I'm glad out of the darkness, they're showing a marvelous light. Amen. But see, what's this? Let me just slow down, take my time, tell you that, try to get you to understand this today. Amen. There's a time that we're living in, praise God, that people have forgot to remember God. Paul said it in Romans chapter 1. Amen. He said there'd be a time when they'd forget to remember God. They would choose not to remember God. And that's where we're at today. There's a whole lot of people in this world that don't know God. They don't know about God. They don't know that God's Word is true, praise God. They don't know His Word. Amen. Amen. Shame on us. Amen. Because things are waxing worse and worse. And amen, we're in the church and we're trying to tell them how to go. We're trying to just instruct them just to, you know, follow Jesus, live for the Lord, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And they don't know how to get there. Hello. Amen. They don't know how to get there. Paul was teaching to them. Paul was a preaching. See, Peter was preaching over there in Acts chapter 2. But let me just say, Paul was preaching in Acts chapter 17. And the Bible says this in 17 in chapter 2, chapter 17 verse 2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scripture, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. Amen. So we see Paul in Acts chapter 17, praise God. He comes in there and he preaches just about like old Peter was, praise God. And he said there was some people there that hooked up with him, that knew the Word of God, and they begin to get in. They begin to consort with him. They begin to come alongside him. They begin to listen. They begin to encourage. They begin to get encouraged, praise God, and they begin to follow the Lord. Amen. Amen. But it wasn't very long, praise God, the Bible says things begin to change. In verse 15, it speaks of Paul when he's at Athens. And he said, they had that conducted Paul, brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now watch this. And with Paul waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Now there's a situation here. Paul's right in the middle of it. Paul's apt to preach, praise God. When the synagogue door was open, he was there preaching. And he comes here and he sees this city wholly given to idolatry. That's having all kinds of gods, lifting up other deities. He said, therefore, disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered him, and some said, now watch this. And some said, what will this babbler say? Amen. You know what they were saying? We don't understand a word you're saying. It don't make a lick of sense to us. We can't hook up with you. We don't understand what you're saying. We don't know where you're coming from. I'm afraid, and I'm saying that, there's a lot of people today that we try to witness to, and they look at us like a sheep looking at a new gate. They have no clue what we're talking about. When you go giving them your testimony, you tell them what Jesus done for you in such a marvelous way, praise God, they have no clue what you're telling them. Amen? That's where we're at today. Amen. That's why it's perilous times. These people are running after their own lust, and we forgot to remember God. It wasn't that it wasn't preached. God has been preached. Lord Jesus Christ has been preached all over the world. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hit the deepest dark jungle of Africa. But nobody was here. Let me just say this. Back in the 1950s and 1960s, Billy Graham went all over the world. He preached in Africa. He preached in Europe. He preached in all the places of the world, pretty much. He preached in Australia. These great meetings that took place, amen, when Billy Graham was preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, amen, he was preaching over there, and they was thousands come out to receive the gospel. Amen. You watch him old reruns of him when he was preaching in these places in Europe and Australia and South America, places even in the United States. And people would come up by the thousands. People would be moved by the thousands, amen, at the preaching of the gospel. Amen. But I want to ask you a question. Amen. If he was preaching today the same gospel, what would happen? I believe 2/3 of people in the world sit and look at him like they didn't have a clue what he's talking about. Amen. They would look at him and they'd say, I don't understand what he's talking about. Who is this Jesus Christ? Amen. Why should we believe in him? You know why? Because back then, there was a gospel, there was a godliness, praise God, that was in this world. There was a godliness that people were preaching, and they said there's a God of heaven, amen. The creator of the world, praise God. And he created this thing. He put us here to be a part of it, to lift up our voices and praise God. Amen. You know, that's why God created us and put us here, that we could be here to praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We ought to just start practicing here, just praise His name, giving Him glory and praise and honor for all that He's doing for us. He's moving in our hearts. He's moving our life. He's touching us. He's changing us. He's molding us and making us in the likeness of His very image. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I'm glad He is, ain't you? But if old Billy was here preaching today, there wouldn't be a whole lot of people who'd want to hear it. Amen. They wouldn't listen to him. They'd be saying, what's this babbler saying? I mean, what's going on? I don't understand where he's coming from. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. Look around the world today. These people on every side, these people that claim to be smart people. I mean, Hollywood's full of them. And they think they know more than God. Amen. There's a whole political party a few years ago that voted to take God out of their conference. Amen. They voted to take Him out, to leave Him out, to have nothing to do with Him. But I want to say our founding fathers based this country, set up our Constitution, bylaws, praise God, on God Almighty. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, we're a falling short. Amen. We're coming way short. But they said, what will this babbler say? Said other some, verse 18, and other some, he seemed to be a setter forth of strange gods. Ain't that what most of the people saying today? Amen. He said, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. They didn't understand it. I want to say there's a whole lot of people around us today that don't understand it. They'll tell you, I just don't get it. Amen. And they don't. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And said, they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, may we know what this May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is. I said, what are you, where are you coming from, boy? I said, what are you trying to tell us? What you communicate? We don't understand. Amen. Why would the God that America would get the place? They say, you know what? We just don't understand. Would somebody please share with us? Amen. You know what we need to do? We need to take them back to Genesis, take them back to the Word of God, take them, tell them He's a great Creator God who created this world, spoke it into existence. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. And that He's the God and author of everything that we do. Amen. Everything that we are. Everything that we ever will be. Praise God. He's the God of. Amen. Boy, if we ever get that in our heart, glory to God, boy, He'd just bless us and we'd press on and we'd shout and praise God like we ought to. Amen. Praise God. We'd get to Cain Hippets and wouldn't care. Amen. I like it when we get to Cain Hippets and don't care. Amen. Glory be God. You know what? It's contagious. Other folks get to getting it too. Amen. They get to shouting and praising God and saying, glory be to God. What a God we serve. Amen. He's a God that's high and lifted up. He's a God that's almighty. He's a God. There is a God. Amen. But we're living in a world today. There's a whole lot of people who don't believe in God. Amen. They claim to be atheists. They don't believe in that. But did you know atheist is it? That's a faith within itself. Amen. So they say, well, I don't have no faith. Yes, you do. That's a faith within itself. You have the faith of an unbeliever. Amen. You choose to reject and deny God. See, God made it possible that if we could seek Him, we could find Him if we seek Him early. Amen. Before we're cut off by a reprobate mind, if we'll get to looking for God, we'll find Him. That's why we got to pray for our families, pray for our children, pray for our churches, that people start looking to God, looking for God. Amen. He said, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. Amen. Strange things. They said, we don't understand it. Amen. Now, these over here at the beginning, they understood it and they hooked up with Him. They said the devout Greeks, a great many, those that was devoted, those that was looking for something, praise God, looking for truth, praise God, they found it in Paul's instructions. But these others just thought he was a babbler. Had some old tale to tell, it didn't make no sense. Amen. He said, for thou bring us certain strange things to our ear, and we know, and we would know, therefore, what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there, spent their time in nothing else. Now watch this. But either to tell or to hear some new thing. We're living in that same world today. Everybody around us is running here and there, praise God, looking for some new thing. Some new religion, some new form, some new fashion, some new exercise, some new program, some new entertainment, praise God, that'll satisfy their flesh. Amen. They're looking for something to take their minds off this world. But Paul tells him, the Bible says in verse 22, he says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, amen, and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. He said, you're too religious. Amen. He said, I perceive in everything you're too religious. In other words, he says, you're trying to make an idol out of everything. You're trying to worship everything you do, everything you see, everything you have. Amen. If we looked at America today, look at a lot of our home today, praise God, we're worshiping, we're got idols of everything around us. Amen. Praise God, we're so consumed by some of this stuff. Amen. We can't lay it down. Amen. But God Almighty, praise God, He is God still. Amen. He said, you're too superstitious. He said, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions. Now, could you imagine when Paul walked through there? Over here, they're worshiping this and they're worshiping that, and they're just everywhere you look, somebody's worshiping something different, and they was confused as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen? They don't know if they're washing or hanging out. He's trying to figure it out. Paul said, listen, he said, I passed by your devotion. He said, I found an altar with an inscription. Amen? He said, I found an altar. He said, and it seemed like the funny thing was there was nobody there. But see, the reason they done that, they was afraid they'd leave one out. They had all their gods named, they had all their gods on their shelf, and all their gods in their places. Amen. And because just in case they'd forgot one, in case they'd left one out, they had a little altar there to the unknown God. And Paul said, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Now Paul doesn't use the word Jehovah as God that he would when he was talking to Jews, but he uses the word Theos, as the Greeks would say. And because it was the Greeks, it was the Athenians, praise God, that was looking for a God. It was the Theos, it was that one God. Theology means God to study of, amen. When we look at theology, we look at God, we're looking at that study of God, study of one God. Paul brings it to him. He said, "These all these gods." And he said, "But let me tell you about this unknown God. The God, amen, praise God. He said, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." Amen. He said, that God that you ignorantly worship, you don't know, nothing about him. Why is there so many people not getting in this day and era we live? Because they don't know nothing about God. Amen. He said, God, the same word, he said, God that made the world and all things therein. See how Paul brings this, how he turns it around. Amen. He is preaching Jesus Christ, him crucified, resurrected, and boy, they was taking it, but he's preaching the same thing over here, and they didn't understand him. Amen. Why? They didn't have no background. They didn't have no foundation. So Paul had to, I won't say what's happening in the world today, yet the people all around us, they have no foundation of who God is. We've indoctrinated them through our school system and through a lot of our home, saying, you know what? Well, I guess evolution could be true. Amen. Evolution is false. It's just a theory. I will say, it's a theory. This is the Word of God, infallible, praise God, Word of God. And said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
Amen. It's fact. They've got theory. We've got fact. Amen. We can stick with the fact. I would rather have a fact any day than a theory. I could give you a theory on anything. Amen. Ain't nothing but a man's opinion. Amen. I will give you my opinion. I will tell you what thus says the Word of God. Amen. He's a God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth. See, Paul said, let me tell you about this God, this unknown God, the God that you don't know nothing about. Amen. He said, God that made the heaven and the earth, that dwelleth not in temples made with hands. He said, you can't bottle him up and put him on the shelf. He said, the only way you can get him is let him live loose in your heart. Let him have his right away in your life. Praise God. He said, neither is worship by men's hands as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. He said, fellas, look around. Everything you see come from this God. The God of heaven, praise God. The God of heaven and earth, praise God. He's the one that gives us everything that we have. Amen, praise God. He said, hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. He said, praise God, we is all born of one heritage. We was all created, put in the garden. We're all descendants of Adam and Eve. That's why we have to partake of the fall. We're partakers of that sin, praise God, that our forefathers had. And we're all of the same pattern. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, there's red, yellow, black, and white. There's different colors. Praise God. Yeah, that's just a pigmentation of the skin. Amen. God created one man, one woman. Praise God. Put them in the garden. And we're all descendants of Adam and Eve.
Amen.
God separated some of them with bodies of water. Amen. But we're all descendants of Adam and Eve. Praise God. He made of one flesh, one blood, all nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation. He said, they appointed where they go and how long they can stay there. Amen. He said, God Almighty did that. Praise the Lord. He said, they should seek the Lord. If haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Amen. Can you imagine telling him that? All these gods is all around him. He said, but there's one God. Amen. Praise God. If you seek after him, you feel after him, praise God, you'll find him. And he's not very far away. Amen. These gods, you'll cry and holler and cut and everything else, and they'll never hear you. But this God here, I'm telling you, this unknown God, he's right there and he's listening to hear you call his name. Praise God. He's the real deal. Amen. Praise God. Not far from every one of us. Praise God. For he said, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. He said, this God I'm talking about, fellas, he's not handmade. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll go further than that. I said, you can't lay hands on him. Amen. He'll lay hands on you, but you'll never lay hands on him. Because he is God. He is the God. He's not a God of gold. Not a God of silver. He's not a God of stone. He's not handmade by any man. See, all the stuff they had on their little altars was all handmade. Amen. Everything that they had was handmade. Praise God. But he said, this unknown God, he's not handmade. And that he said, and the time of this ignorance, God winked at. So there's a time when God let this stuff go. There's a time when God didn't pay no attention to your ignorance. But he said, now that the gospel has come and his things have come to the full, praise God, God wants you to have the wisdom and knowledge, and he won't wink at the ignorance no more. Amen. He's going to set a standard platform. Praise God. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen. He calls for repentance. Called for men to be saved. In order to be saved, you've got to repent. You have to realize we're sinners that we might be saved. Because he hath appointed a day into which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. He takes it full circle. Takes them to the God of heaven, God of Genesis 1, brings it all the way back through to the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. He said, praise God, if you're going to have any peace, happiness, joy, you'll have it in Jesus Christ. Because God had ordained it to be this way. Amen. Boy, I'm glad I got peace down in my soul. Amen. I'm glad I got peace. I've got a joy, praise God, that's ingrained in my soul. Boy, I can't get rid of it. That he hath raised him from death. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, now listen to what it says. It said, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed. Amen. Among the which was Dacus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Amen. Do you notice the difference over here? You notice the difference? We got to go back and we got to tell them, we got to give them, we got to do some pre-evangelism. We got to tell them about a God of heaven, amen, a God of heaven and earth. We got to tell them about a creator God, amen. And he said, when you preach that, then thousands, no. He said, there's a few people got in, amen. There's a few people believe because they got, he pointed them back to God. He said, you know what? We forgot the one that makes the difference. And he pointed them back to God, praise the Lord. The world is doomed. Amen. The idea of it all, praise God, is that the Lord God of heaven never intended it to be that way. But he intended for us to know, praise God, that God Almighty is on the throne. He's never relinquished none of his power. He is still God. And he'll always be God. But the question is tonight, is he our God? Amen. Is the Lord Jesus our Savior? Have we accepted all that God's told us? Amen. So that we can go and tell somebody else. You made the world, a world of doom. And what we have a divided country. We have a divided world in which we live in. Amen. Half of the people are from Acts chapter 2. Amen. They're believers. They know about God. They know about godliness. They know about a relationship with a Savior. Amen. Think about it. What I'm telling you now. Half of the world, half of their country, amen. Half of the world, praise God, they're part of the country, our country. Now, I don't know about others. They say places in Europe now are less than 5% Christian. They used to be 95%. Just a couple of decades ago, 95% of Europe was Christian. Now they say only about 5% are professed Christians. Amen. You say, what happened? They forgot God. Amen. We're headed in the same direction. Half of people believe an Acts chapter 2 gospel. And the other half believe Acts 17 gospel. They forgot who God is. They don't understand. Therefore, they won't receive it. Amen. And they push it away. Amen. We're in a civil war right now. Amen. We're in a civil war right now between Christians who love the Lord and looking for His Spirit and a world that said forget God. We don't need Him. Amen. They don't understand the importance of the Word of God. They don't understand the God of the Word. Amen. A God who loves us and cares and has gone to prepare places for every one of us that's prepared for our place. Amen. And we have to realize, praise God, a world in doom, praise God, but it ain't our world. Our world is up yonder. Our world is over yonder. Our world is just on the other side, a little ways from here. Amen. And glory be to God, just in a little while, we're going to leave out of here. We're going to go to that world that's prepared for me and you. Amen. We're going to be shouting and praising and giving God glory. And we'll leave this old world behind for those behind, this country, praise God, the people in this world that don't care about God. But if we're going to witness to them, if we're going to see our family saved, our family again, we're going to have to take them back to God. We have to show them that there is a God and that He's real. That this Word is precious, it's true. Have you ever noticed how the devil is a deceiver? He takes His Word and he takes God's Word and he begins to try to change it and turn it around. And why? Because the devil is the author of confusion. If he can get different versions, if he can get you dissuaded, if he can get you discouraged, if he can get you confused, then he can take your heart and your mind all the way away from God. That's what the devil's done. Amen. He don't care what you believe. All he knows, as long as he can change little things here and there, as long as he can take and snatch things away from you. He said this morning, the psalmist David said, if the foundations be destroyed. In other words, what they were saying, the concepts, if people reach and they take away our concepts of what God is, said before long we'll live in a godless society. Amen. Can you imagine what it'd be like? We're already seeing it. You say, well, preacher, what'd it be like? Take a look at Chicago. Amen. Take a look at Chicago where they have 20, 30, 60, 80, 70 killings on a weekend or on a Saturday night. That's where God is gone, where God's not welcome. And the devil and the demons of hell move in and they take over. But I'm glad there's a remnant of people that love the Lord seeking His appearing in a world that's doomed. The idea of it all, praise God, is to just stay with God, just believe in the Word that He's given us and the help and the hope that we have, the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.